Good. Don, how are you? I will talk to you about that after church, okay? This is the last week of our series, and what we have done is we have been talking about the times that Jesus says, mostly in the book of John, that I am something. They show up in fact, I can't think right now of any of them that are not in John. Tonight's is. And when you take the seven things that Jesus says, I am something. I am the bread of light. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, the life. They really form a good foundation of who Jesus is and how he loves us and a lot of wonderful things about Jesus. And tonight, just like the last song said, which is wonderfully placed in the series, he's going to show us that he is the vine. And what does that mean? Of all things to end on, why does Jesus say that he is the vine? I sure have enjoyed the series. I've appreciated your feedback. And I don't think we've ever done this particular study here, and I really have enjoyed coming through it. So I want to start out by saying something that I thought about this weekend, because tonight, like all the other weeks in the series, I am going to tell you what this verse, two verses, mean to me. And it's very important when I say what it means to me. This is what I get, what I have taken away from John chapter 15. I don't want you to think that I'm the guy who gets up here and gives you the official meaning of Scripture. That's not what happens, right? As you read, as you study, God will show you things that he may not show me. So I don't ever want you to think that I am the person who comes up and tells you what the official meaning of Scripture is. I'll tell you what I get and why I think what I think, and if it's a blessing to you, then that's a blessing to me. But I want you to be able to read for yourself and pray for yourself and think for yourself, because God speaks to you through the Bible. He speaks to me through the Bible, and we share each other, and I think that's how we know what we get, what we get. So when I get to something like tonight, where Jesus says that he is the true vine, I start thinking, what is he saying? What is that? He took enough time to put it with the big seven things that he said, that I am something. What is that? What does he want me to take away from that he is the true vine? Now, some of the things he said are, you know, pretty obvious. I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But then he says something like, I am the true vine. I have to kind of think, what is that? What does he want us to know? How does it change how I feel about Jesus? How does it change how I live? So what is there in that statement for me? That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. You know, lots of people do that. They get different things, different takeaways, different blessings from a verse. I brought this book tonight. I don't have many real books left. I read on my iPad a lot. That is full of books, but I do keep some books that are special to me on my shelf and this at work. And this is a very special book to me. This book I've had for, I don't know, maybe 30 years. And Rhonda and I lived in New Jersey when I got this book. And if can you see how it's discolored here? It actually made it through an apartment fire. We lost a lot of things, but this book, it's a commentary on John, made it through a fire. And this book, before the fire, was $50 when we didn't have $50. So it is three volumes in one. I get a lot from this guy. Now, I don't believe everything he writes, but as far as John, I mean, John is 21 chapters in, I don't know, a couple hundred pages, and this book is almost 1,200 pages. So he really digs in there and gets a lot of things from John. Now, if I wrote a book this thick, you wouldn't maybe agree with everything I said, right? If Pastor Adam wrote a book this thick, you know, we all just see things maybe a little differently sometimes. So I do get a lot from this particular writer, and sometimes he'll show things that I haven't thought about. But when it comes down to it, it's really just me and the Bible and the Holy Spirit. When it comes down to it, it's you and the Bible and the Holy Spirit speaking to you through God's Word. So I just want to be very clear about that. I'm not here to give you the official meaning, right? It's just what I get. And I'll always try to be careful and tell you why I believe that or based on this verse or that verse. That book is very, very special to me. You may see something differently than I do. Hey, it's good. There's room for both of us. In fact, I would say this. Don't be lazy and just take my word for things. There's a group in the Bible, in the book of Acts, and they're called the Bereans. And they had a special blessing in the Bible because they were known for one thing. It says they would hear a sermon that Paul preached. And they wouldn't even believe the Apostle Paul or Peter. They would go home and search the Scriptures to see if those things were right or not. And they got accommodation. Hey, I would say that for you. Don't be lazy and just take my word for it. Go home, read the Bible, reread the verses, think through it, pray about it, and have God show you in your heart. I'll say this, and then we'll get to the sermon. If I talk you into something, someone may talk you out of it. But if God shows you something deep in your heart that you get from the Scripture, hey, nobody will talk you out of it. So do that. Come to your own place. Now, again, I think there's a place for preaching. I think there's a place for someone to get on stage and share. I think there's and I've learned a lot from preachers. But again, when it comes down to it, it's you and the Holy Spirit and the old book. Okay, so let's start here in John 15 and verse 5. Just spend a few minutes on what I think this could mean or what I get. John 15, I said 5, I mean 1. Sorry about that. Jesus said that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. So, boom, there it is. Just leads off the chapter. Jesus says, I am the true vine. He wants us to learn something there. He wants us to think about deeply what it might mean when he says he is the true vine. Now, he gives us a little more information down in verse 5 where he says that I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Now, that's a big verse because if you have been to the Esquire even a few times, you may have realized something about me, and that is I am just a pretty simple person. There's not a lot of complexity or depth about me. I believe in simple, basic things, and I try to be that way. I do it on purpose, and I believe there is power. This is just me. I believe there is power in simple things or simple concepts. In about every area of my life, I try to do this, including my spiritual life. I try to keep things as basic and simple and pure as I can. That may be my relationships. That may be the way I look at my finances. It may be the way I look at my workday, my clothes, every part of my life, including biblical things. I try to get it down to the most simple thing because for me, there is power in that. Now, I love the guys who write these big books. I love this guy. I've learned a lot from him. But I've already told you what even this particular book meant to me. I had made it through a fire. I wish you could see. There is still ashes here from the fire. When Rhonda and I were holding hands and looking at the apartment, wondering if my insurance payment was paid, watching the flames go up, and it was not, by the way, watching the flames go up, wondering what in the world are we going to do. This book was in that fire, and it made it through. So it's a special book to me. But this guy, we're not alike. He took a little book and made a big book, right? The book of John is 21 chapters, and he's got 1,200 pages. I'm not that guy, right? I just try to get it down to the simple, basic truths. And just so you know, that's how I am. I think there's room for both of us in the body of Christ, me and this guy, but we're just beautifully different. Here's what we know from what I read, these two verses. We've got the vine, we've got branches, and we have fruit. We've got the vine, the main vine, branches, and we have fruit. Those three things. Now, we already know who the vine represents because Jesus told us. Jesus said that I am the vine. So that one's pretty easy. I grew up in Texas County. And I wouldn't want to grow up in any other place than Texas County. I had a great childhood, and my parents are both alive, and I had a good family, and I wouldn't change a thing. And I love Texas County. We were maybe the smallest town, one of the smallest. We were there in Kabul and Houston, and then you got to some of the smaller towns like Elk Creek and. A lot of my family lived in a little town, Tyrone. I think there may have been 18 people that lived in Tyrone. I was related to all of them, everyone. In fact, there was a big shooting in Tyrone, Missouri, right about the time Billy's dad passed away, because I was heading back from that funeral, and I heard on national radio something about Tyrone, Missouri. I just couldn't believe it. But that's where I grew up. And I remember at Tyrone, Missouri, they had a vineyard. And it was odd because they didn't have I think it may have been the only vineyard in Texas County. And it was a bunch of, like, perfectly spaced plants on a wooden architecture. And just like it said, they had all of them had a main vine, and then they had branches, and then they all had fruit. And every time you would see that vineyard, you knew that you were getting close to Tyrone, and which where all my cousins were. And I won't forget that. It's when I read this, I think of that vineyard in Tyrone, Missouri. Now, I know there are lots of great vineyards in St. James or Italy, you know, but I think of the Tyrone, Missouri vineyard, and it's true. It has one main vine, branches, and fruit. So Jesus said, it's pretty clear, in John 15:5, he looks at his followers and said, I am the true vine. The branches are pretty clear too, because in John 15:5, he looks around at his followers and said, you are the branches. So he says, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. So I know what those two are. Now, again, when God begins to show you what passages mean, it may not be exactly what someone else thinks, but it needs to fit into what we just said, that Jesus himself said, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. It's just like the song that Robbie and the band sang that goes right with this. But then we have the fruit. What does he mean when he says, if you abide in me, the vine, and you're the branches, and you abide in me, then you're going to have fruit? What does that mean? What's the takeaway? How does it change our lives to know that Jesus is the vine, we're the branches, and that if we abide in him, we'll have fruit? Because Jesus said, without me, you can't do anything. You can't do anything. Well, here's how I see it. I look at fruit as the beautiful, special moments, experiences, the people in our lives where Jesus works through us to do something special. That's fruit. Fruit can be lots of things to lots of us. I mean, you think about real fruit for a moment. Real fruit. I just had an apple this afternoon, and it was just a great apple. Fruit is just this beautiful, appetizing, nutritious thing. Fruit is amazing. Sometimes when you bite into the ripe pineapple, there's just nothing like that. Nothing like it. It is sweet. It's sweet and delicious. And even when it's dried in those packs, it's just wonderful. So fruit are I look at fruit and the things in our life, the people we influence, the times we pray, the times we sing, the times we give or serve or tell someone about Jesus. As you do that, those things are fruit. They're not necessarily what we do in our power, but they're things that because we're close to Jesus, the true vine, he can do through us, the branches, that produces this amazing fruit that we cannot do on our own. That's what I think fruit is. If you think about it, pieces of fruit are so beautiful. So I don't look at fruit as the normal things we can do when we just chase things that everyone else chases. I don't look at that as fruit. I look at fruit as the special things that Jesus does through us that's so evident and obvious that only he could have done it. Fruit in our life are the things when we look back and they bring us joy. If you wonder what another example of fruit is, Paul wrote about it in the book of Galatians. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There are 9 of them. Hey, some days I don't have many of those. I'm grumpy. If I try to do life on my own, I'm not very many of those. But as I let myself, like a branch, get close and abide in the true vine, Jesus, I start to have those. I can't get those on my own. I need Jesus working through me to get those things or to influence people. You know, if you influence people in some way to make good decisions, that is like fruit in your life. And it comes by abiding close to Jesus. Those things that matter that I put on the screen, when you get those, that matters. You know, I look at fruit like this. It's when I go to bed, and right before I fall asleep, I think to myself, you know, sometimes I do. I think, you know what, it wasn't a very good day, but at least I did this. And at least I did this one meaningful thing. And that is fruit. It's the things in your life that really matter. Okay, let's make it simple and we're done. We have Jesus, the true vine. He is the true vine. We are, as the branches, we are connected to him. He says, abide in me. We have a close relationship with him. And without him, Jesus says, can't do anything. So we are the branch connected to Jesus. And if we have a healthy connection, we have fruit in our life. The fruit isn't something we do on our own. Or it's not meaningful fruit. It's something that Jesus does through us. And that's one of the greatest blessings in all of life. Jesus, the true vine, working through us, the branches, to produce these precious moments and events and experiences, change lives, these things in our heart that we can't get on our own, and that's called fruit. Fruit is really what gives our life meaning. That's what really gives our life meaning. Jesus working through us, the branches, to produce fruit. Father, thank you for the chance to be a branch that you can produce fruit through us. Lord, we don't want to take credit for any of the fruit. We want to give Jesus all of the credit. But Lord, we want to be close and available, and we want to be in a place where we won't stop fruit in our life, but we would let it flow through our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us that opportunity. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, for a couple weeks, we're going to do something that's kind of Easter or resurrection related, working up to Easter, and then we'll start a new series sometime in late April. We'll see you next time at the Esquire.